John, the worst case scenario you see happening in solar cycle 24?
The worst case I see is a combination of what Dr. Paul LaViolette has shared with your audience, I'm sure, with his work Earth Under Fire, and that would be a galactic core explosion on or about 2012 that would then couple with our sun, couple through the core of the Earth in terms of an energetic resonant relationship, and a coronal mass ejection, a large explosion on the surface of the sun that would then basically boil, you might say, the ocean floor, that there would be tremendous undersea volcanic eruptions that would generate tsunamis on the Ring of Fire and basically fry most of the satellite technology that was facing that event. And basically,
well, John, if something were to boil the ocean floor, long before the ocean floor boiled, we'd be gone.
Well, we could use that metaphorically, but, you know, that's what I consider when you say that an undersea volcano erupts. We have something going on now in the Arctic. There's research going on there. They went and found a very active hydrothermal venting. That is water that is literally boiled. And so the point is that if you have more undersea volcanoes than you do on the surface of the Earth, and we do by many orders of magnitude, I think that it could be looked at metaphorically, but I'm very much concerned about the fact that we could generate a weather system that would very much approach your global superstorm.
Okay, so then you didn't mean a literal boiling of the ocean floor, or did you?
Well, in areas, this is exactly what is happening now, but in terms of an entire ocean, no, that's not what I'm referring to. But you know that there are a lot of ideas floating around in terms of what it would take to dramatically change this climate, and one of the scenarios is this flip of the electromagnetic poles. And I see that perhaps what the ancients were talking about, what the Mayans may be trying to warn us about, or at least some of them that were clever enough to leave some of their documents and their calendar and the legends that went with them, that Paul LaViolette, John Major Jenkins, and others have shared with us, I believe that there's something there that we need to really pay attention to. And the way I have done that is to go and look at all of their information, all of their stories, all of their scientific findings, and then boil that down, so to speak, again, a metaphor, and put that in my book. But the worst-case scenario, Art, would be, just as I shared, would be a multi-layered event that began at the galactic core and then coupled with the sun and then coupled with the core of the Earth, and basically you'd have just a surge. There would be a tremendous surge of electromagnetic power into the planet, and that would trigger just global events.
All right. There's a great deal of argument going on, John, now about who is responsible, if anybody, for the change in weather. There's very little dispute any longer about the fact the weather is changing. There seems to be widespread agreement on that. Some think it's a natural cyclic event. Others think it's man's hand, and some think it's both. How about you?
I'm in the both category in that I see that we have polluted our air and water to the maximum extent where we're certainly impacting our health, plant life, animal life, human life. But I believe these cycles, again, are the key to understanding the major transformation process that we're undergoing at this moment, including global warming. And again, with someone like Robert Felix, for example, who talks about the new ice age, I think there's a lot of truth in the way he has approached this. I think there is more to the fact that this is a cyclic, natural, reoccurring event, and I'll tell you why. One of the things I understand from working with people who had near-death experiences was the fact that their magnetic sense changed. In other words, when I would be with them, I could actually sense some type of electromagnetic phenomenon. But when they would meditate with me, for example, or I would system and going into a hypnotic trance state, I could actually feel around my body, like the hair standing up on my arms, for example. There was a static or a magnetic sense to it. And here's how I'm going to translate that experience now to what we're talking about. I believe that every living thing has a magnetic signature. You call it a barcode, if you will. And I think that when we cut down our trees and we kill animals and we do things in great numbers, that we shift the electromagnetic signature of a given area. And I believe over time, over these huge cycles, that's what the Native Americans, for example, were trying to warn us, like Chief Seattle, who talked about, one night, you might wake up suffocated because you're in your own waste byproducts. He put it a little more eloquently, but that was the point, that we basically become so toxic that we are now changing the magnetic signature of life around us, and this is coupling with these natural cycles and compounding things. So in terms of global warming, I say it's a recurring cycle, but now we've got so much pollution, we're toxic as well, and so that's, again, why I'm focused on health issues, because I think that we may decimate ourselves as a species with a bird flu-type pandemic long before, Mother Earth and company shift us, off the surface of the planet.